In the seaside village of Navotas, in the Philippines, Eric Jaramillano has been behaving erratically for months. People here believe that his soul is under siege by none other than the devil himself. The Philippines is home to over 60 million Catholics. For most Filipinos, their concept of evil is based on the Christian belief in the devil. Eric's mother, Elena Jaramillano, fears for her son's soul. Every night she reads the Bible and prays for him. Often, that's when the trouble starts. Tonight, a reading from Scripture triggers something in Eric. His hands shake. His eyes roll back in his head.
Whenever he has an attack, his reaction changes. His eyes become vicious. He shakes. Sometimes I'm afraid.
Elena believes evil has descended upon her son. He claims not to remember what happens during his attacks. By Catholic tradition, only priests can conduct exorcisms. But one of Manila's most famous exorcists is a former Catholic who offers his services for free. He'll see hundreds of patients in a day. They call him Ka Imang. Convinced that evil spirits possess her son, Elena seeks help from Ka Imang. To purge the spirit, the exorcist must first identify it.
We'll try to find out who's possessing you, okay?
He places feathers between Eric's toes in a belief that they will invoke the spirit. Satan is just one possible source of the evil in Eric. Before Filipinos adopted Christianity, they believed in a whole host of evil spirits. To this day, demons, evil dwarves, and trolls are blamed for a variety of maladies. But the exorcist suspects that this time, the devil himself is involved.
The first time this boy visited me, I immediately knew this wasn't an ordinary case of possession. When I touched the feet, I felt a shiver. I knew it was a bad one.
Ka Imang tries to communicate with the spirit.
Whoever you are, I just want to speak with you. I wish you no harm.
To the exorcist, it appears that the spirit has seized control. He demands answers.
Why are you and the child? Go ahead, speak. What is the reason? Is there something you need from him?
In a state of possession, Eric begins to scribble. It's a disturbing message. Garbled words about darkness and the devil.
For 2 days, just go to church. Show that your prayer comes from your heart.
2 days have passed. Eric and Elena return to the exorcist. Ka Imang begins again by placing the feathers between Eric's toes. He tries to contact the spirit.
Does that hurt? Nothing?
Ka Imang finds nothing wrong. He believes the powerful combination of the earlier exorcism and Elena's prayers have vanquished the evil spirit.
They won't come back. It's over. You've gotten through it.
Elena is relieved. Eric seems better. But to be sure, she seeks further guidance from her priest. Father Rick has performed 9 exorcisms sanctioned by the church, but he's skeptical whether Eric was really possessed. Within minutes, the priest uncovers another possible reason. Eric's father died several months ago, and Eric only heard about it 3 months later. The attack started around the same time. Father Rick suspects Eric has been suffering from psychological trauma. The priest thinks the exorcism might have made the attacks worse by convincing Eric that his spirit was to blame. But Ka Imang still believes he saved the boy. He says the church disapproves of his work because he's not a priest.
What can I say to people that say this is taboo? That is your opinion. I will honor and respect that. I'm only doing this to help people.
As long as thousands of people in Manila continue to believe in his powers, Ka Imong will continue to battle evil spirits, free of charge.